T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back. The Drive. With Bob and Jeff, Jason Duda in for Bob today. This is Skate Away by Dire Straits, the Band of Brothers Week. Mark and David Knopfler, the brothers in Dire Straits, were joined by Jack Oliver from Classic Hits 103.7 KEYN, and on the I Got It Tad's Locker Room Hotline by David McLean. He's the producer, ringside commentator, matchmaker of Women of Wrestling. That show makes its Access TV network debut on Friday, January 18th. And David, it's great to have you. How's everything going?
Oh, I love it. Thank you for having me. I say hi to all the Wichita fans of professional wrestling, and they're going to see the debut of WOW, Women of Wrestling, as you just noted, on that January 18th on Access TV, 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be a big night of professional wrestling because the face of wrestling will change that night. Not only will it be the first in many, many, many days, years, decades that an all women's wrestling program dedicated 1 hour will debut, but I know the fans of Wichita are going to be jaw dropping when they see the beast walk into that WOW ring that night. I know because the fans of Wichita have been big fans for years of professional wrestling. And I know they've all seen The Rock, Stone Cold, The Undertaker, etc. All those stars of wrestling developed into stars. Only one I really remember, and even Hulk Hogan developed into a star, Andre the Giant, when he jumped over the ropes or just stepped over, was a phenom. And that night, the fans of Wichita and Access TV will get to witness a phenom in professional wrestling, and she's named the Beast. So it's a big night of wrestling, and we can't wait for everyone to see it.
Well, I'm completely sold. That sounds incredible. You've got other stars, superstars in Women of Wrestling. WOW, Tessa Blanchard, Princess Aussie, Faith the Lioness. It just goes on and on. But this is an endeavor you first originated back in the year 2000, went on a little bit of a hiatus. You're bringing it back now. Why is now the right time to reintroduce Access and fans of Wichita, Kansas, and around the world to Women of Wrestling?
Well, we thought we had the right time in 2000, and our ratings indicated we did. We were in syndication, and right as we had doubled our market share up to 200, the tragedy of 9/11 hit. And as you know, being in media, we all just took a tremendous hit. And being in syndication, we were the last ones to get hit. We're the first to get hit with the ad market dip.
Well, David, you know, you were.
Subsequently, the programming went off, and as you noted, into hiatus. So we thought the timing was right, but we didn't know until we went out and did a market survey, if you will. We went to wrestling fans' homes across the country, and we showed them old WOW programming, and we asked them, what would you like to see in professional wrestling? And would you like to even see a one-hour dedicated women's wrestling program? And, of course, the answer was yes. And they wanted to see the fun brought back to wrestling. They wanted to have wrestling so the family could watch it again and the family could participate in it again. And they wanted to see the female athletes that step into that square squared circle, given the respect they deserve for what they do. And subsequently, Mark Cuban, who owns Access TV, stepped up with Jeannie Buss and has provided the women wrestlers a platform to shine like never before. And it's all going to start on that January 18th night on Access TV.
Well, David, you are also the creator of that groundbreaking 80s television show, GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And, of course, that just went on, and that was phenomenal at that time. How did you come up with the idea?
I thought of GLOW basically due to the fact I grew up in wrestling, and I was in the Midwest. Like every little kid that watches it on TV, I did with my brothers, and luckily, I got to go to the matches, and I just started to take photographs. I had no clue what I was doing. And someone asked if they could buy them. And I started selling the photos with a good friend of mine who became a great wrestling photographer, Scott Romer. And before we knew it, we were making money selling pictures. And I was fortunate enough to be befriended by the wrestler and promoter at the time. His name was Dick the Bruiser. He was like the Hulk Hogan, if you will, or the Rock of the Midwest. And I started to do the announcing when I was a freshman at IU, Indiana University. And I witnessed firsthand women's wrestling. And I saw if it was promoted correctly, there was an audience for it. And I thought that their treatment should be elevated. I mean, women were treated as the popcorn match, if you will. And I just thought they should be treated as equals to the men and in the same regard, because they're putting out an effort that was equal to the men. And was there any design of that thinking? No, I didn't sit down and write a piece of paper and say, I'm going to do this, because it just came naturally and it flowed. And I came out to L.A., put up some ads. I had over 500 women audition, and we started GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. But remember back at that time, the most athletic thing happening in the mid-'80s, the height of popularity, was Jane Fonda videos. That was it, Jane Fonda videos. And look at today. Every female, and I don't know if I have the number right, it's somewhere in the 30s, let's just say 35 and under, are the benefactors of Title IX. Every woman's grown up. If you have daughters, they don't even question that they can try out for any athletic team or do any athletic endeavor. There's no questioning of it. So the skill set, physically, athletically, empowered-wise, empowering, there's no question that the skill set of women athletes has improved, you know, track fields, football fields, eons from what it was back then. And I think it's all going to culminate and be showcased on Access TV on the 18th of January.
Talking with David McClain, the producer of WOW! Women of Wrestling, debuting on Access TV, as he just mentioned, January 18th. 8 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. David, what does it take to promote professional wrestling? I think whether, and I've never done it, of course, but I think whether someone does it on a large scale or a small scale, you guys are cut from similar cloth. So, what are the traits that you have to have and share with to be a wrestling promoter?
Doing it as long as I have, there's two traits: passion and persistence, and the third one, which is the most important to get you over the hump and to get it where it's going to be on television, is great partners that share your passion and have a persistence to make it successful. And without Jeannie Buss, without Mark Burnett, without Mark Cuban, without the host of great talent behind the scenes that puts the programming together, that showcases the talent, it just wouldn't happen. And so when you see the program on January 18th on Access, 9 o'clock Eastern, it's a culmination of a group of people that have come together for a passion. And it's not about the money. I mean, my business partners don't need any of that. They don't even need to put their name on women's professional wrestling. Why would they do it? Because they have a passion for it. And they have a passion to showcase these women. And it's about damn time that a one-hour program be dedicated to them to shine on TV. And that's going to happen on Access TV on the 18th.
Well, David, before we leave the interview, I have to ask you about Dick the Bruiser just a little bit. One of my all-time favorites when I was a kid. He played professional football for the Packers. Then he got into wrestling. He was one of those guys who was an incredible showman. Can you tell us one of those stories about Dick the Bruiser that is just one of those hard to believe, but he was one of those guys that just built wrestling?
I'll give you a quick two. One, I asked Vern Gagne one night, who was a champion and big-time wrestling star in his own right, who would you want to wrestle or have next to you if you went into a bar fight? And he told me Dick the Bruiser. He said the guy could take anybody out in a bar anytime, and he's the best street fighter. The flip side of that, without him knowing, I asked Dick the Bruiser, who's the toughest wrestler you've ever wrestled? And he chuckled and said, well, it's not public knowledge, but it's Vern Gagne. If he puts you in that sleeper hold, you're going out. He did it to me in a hotel room twice when I had a little too much to drink. So I'll tell you a funny story. We were driving home together. I was fortunate enough to drive back from the arenas with him frequently. And he had his Cadillac rigged up with lights in the front inside the grill. And he also had a light that he would put on the top of his hood. So when he would pull up behind you and put those lights on, you thought the cops were pulling you over. So he would love to turn on his lights and get behind other wrestlers as they were driving home in Chicago, Hammond, Fort Wayne, whatever, St. Louis, whatever city, and turn on his lights and pull them over as if he was the cops. And that's the kind of joker he was outside the ring. My last story with respect to his prowess in the ring, he asked me if I'd like to drive from Indianapolis one night all the way up to Toledo, Ohio for a match. And I told him, my goodness, why are we going to Toledo? They can't be paying you that much. He goes, oh, no, they're not paying me hardly anything. I said, what are we going for? He goes, I'm going to teach this guy a lesson that beat up my son-in-law, Spike Huber. So we drive up there, and we get to the arena, and the Bruiser says, now, just as my match ends, beeline to my car. I'll meet you at my car. I won't even change out of my wrestling gear. And I said, what do you mean? You're not going to shower? He says, no. He said, soon as I beat this guy up and leave him in the ring, he goes, the promoter will be so upset because the match will be over very quickly. He says, I'm just leaving. He says, I just came here to beat the guy up. The bell rings. The Bruiser just pounds the living hell out of the guy. He's left in the middle of the ring bleeding. And the Bruiser winks at me. Boom, I'm in the car. We're gone before the show even ended. The fans were just there stunned that this guy in the middle of the ring just knocked cold by the Bruiser. So he was a tough character.
Yeah, for sure. David, I've got one more question for you, and we're talking with David McClaney. He was the founder of GLOW and now the producer of Women of Wrestling. You seem to be ahead of the curve on women's wrestling, and not always presented in the way it is now necessarily, but that was something you were passionate about a while ago. We talked about in the early 2000s. Now women's wrestling kind of finally seems to be taking hold of mainstream audiences. Why do you think it took so long? And what did you see that everybody else didn't see?
It's a multiple concoction of what went into the blender. And you got to, and if you give credit to myself, you can't leave out the credit also going to take over, to take that empowerment and that new vision of women's wrestling over the line, not including Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, who's now in WWE wrestling, as many people know, really opened up the floodgates and the eyelids of many people that females can be powerful athletes. even when Sports Illustrated featured her in their big swimsuit issue, she also showed a feminine side that you could be both. And then when WWE finally answered the call of their fans to increase the value of what they were presenting in women's wrestling, that helped. Then when E put on the Divas show, that exposed a background to what the women wrestlers do. Then when Netflix decided, the three producers, Jenny Cohn, that created Orange is the New Black, and they saw the documentary that the two kids from Texas did on GLOW, and they put that on Netflix, that helped. Then, when we started WOW Women Are Wrestling and Jeannie Buss is involved, the MGM's involved, Mark Cuban's involved, all those things are propelling it across a finish line that it's never seen before. When you see a Tessa Blanchard, who's now been the Impact Wrestling champion, and she comes to WOW, and she debuts on that January 18th program on Access. When The Beast debuts, when Jungle Girl, an original WOW wrestler, debuts that night against Santana Garrett, it's just a heightened level of athleticism and skill that's never been seen, just like when Ronda Rousey appeared. And all those elements in the blender together have pushed women forward. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think it all dropped with a seed called Title IX.
There you go. Well, David, we appreciate it. We'll certainly have all of our listeners tune into Access TV on January 18th to see the Access TV debut of WOW Women of Wrestling. It's been great talking with you. We wish you all the luck in the world with this endeavor, and we'll be keeping up with it.
Well, we need a lot of luck. It's up to the fans now to get on the bandwagon. There's no pun intended, but we are David against Goliath, not only in terms of wrestling products that are out there and available, but all programming. So now the fans have to step up, watch it, demand it, like it. Go to hashtag, WOW Superheroes, like us, get behind it. Get your favorite superhero, because there's a diversity of WOW wrestlers that's unlike any other television program. And if the fans speak, women's wrestling will be showcased for a long time coming.
Very good, David. We appreciate it again, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and I love Wichita.
All right, thank you. Wichita loves you. We'll see you. There goes David McClain. That was a fun interview, Jack. Thanks for setting that one up for us.
Well, what I got excited about, of course, Dick the Bruiser, that guy, because Dick the Bruiser, he was one of those guys who went to Madison Square Garden, sold it out, one of the first times that happened. And what happened? They had a riot. They had 60 policemen were injured, people were injured, everybody was injured because Dick liked to beat people up. And then he beat Alex Karras up in a bar. That's how they met. And then Alex Karras plays pro football. When he gets suspended, Dick, let's go wrestle together. So, I mean, he's just one of those guys.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk wrestling. Don't always get a chance to on this show, but, again, we appreciate you setting that up for us, Jack. All right, let's take a break. We got Jive Talk coming. A little late for Jive Talk, but for David McClain, we'll make that sacrifice. Jason Duda will be back in the fold, and we'll bring you the second hour of The Drive on KF8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.